man knows, but tonight I'm going to tell you the hour that he's coming back. But before I do, I want us all to stand again. We're just going to lift our hands and worship Jesus. And I was thinking of Brother Rutledge was talking about the little children. Just to tell us about Jesus. Tell us about Jesus. You know, maybe it's that little neighbor boy next door. Maybe it's the little neighbor boy down the street. Or maybe it's just someone that you work with at work or someone that you know at school. But they want you to tell them about Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Let's just lift our hands and thank Him for His mighty power. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's see our Jewish hands right now. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. People on the face of this earth, so we have something to be happy about. So I believe every visitor that comes underneath this tent, and all of you that are members of the church here in Orient, and you see a visitor under the tent, I believe you should stampede to shake that person's hand. Shower them and drown them with love. Let them know that you've got something inside of you that the world didn't give them. The world can't take away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're the light of the world, and we've got to express that light. Hallelujah. Now, I told you that tonight I was going to tell you the exact hour that Jesus Christ was coming back. Now, how many believe that I can do that? How many's wondering? Now, if you disagree with me, you will have a chance to express your opinion tonight.
I agree, man.
I don't know where he learned that quote. I am going to tell you the exact hour that Jesus Christ is coming back. Some people might say, well, Brother Ward, I don't believe that that's, you're able to do it. I don't believe that's possible. I don't believe any man knows the hour. But the Bible tells us the hour that Jesus Christ is coming back. For He said in His Word that He was coming back in the hour that you think not. We can use the expression that He's coming back in the hour. Hallelujah. But I'm going with Him. I'm going to ride with Him. I'm going to ride with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be
seated
tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Will you stand with me again? Hallelujah. Keep on your toes. I'm going to read a passage of Scripture tonight from the book of Acts. I'm going to read from the first chapter. And the 8th verse. That's the book of Acts, the first chapter, verse number 8. But before we go to the reading of the Word, I'm going to ask the pastor. Pastor Kyle would bless this message.
Our Lord, tonight, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready, I want to be ready. Oh God, tonight that we would be people that will be looking up. Oh God, not looking at the world and not looking at the things that are, but waiting for the things that will be.
Yes.
Oh, God, we love you tonight.
Hallelujah.
We don't want to be just emotional. We don't want to be just good people. We don't want to be just learned people. But Lord, we want to be a church that's ready.
Yeah.
Oh God, and we've got to be ready or we won't go.
Oh.
And we know, Lord, that you're saying today. Oh God, you're saying that you're coming. And we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready. We've got to be ready. Oh God, even as a child, we can remember the words as we get away. Oh God, our playmates said, here we come, ready or not. And we realize that there will be people that will be ready and will be alive and will be meeting those that were dead in the air. But Lord, we've got to be ready. Oh God, I want to be ready. I don't want to be lost. Lord, bless our brother tonight as he brings this message. Awaken those that are asleep. Oh God, awaken us in the Holy Ghost. And oh God, that you would bring to us a message tonight that we will not be able to erase. But Lord, it'll make us to be ready. It'll quicken us, Lord. It'll quicken us. It'll wake us up. It'll wake us up. For Lord, in the hour that we think not. Oh God, I want to be thinking about it. I don't want to be in the condition that I'm looking after the world and caring after the world. But Lord, looking for that blessed hope. That blessed hope. That blessed hope. Lord, open our hearts. Open our minds.
Hallelujah.
And make our spirits happy. In Jesus' name.
Pray.
Everyone.
Amen.
Once again, the book of Acts, the first chapter, beginning with verse number 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward the heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. You may be seated tonight. When God first created man and placed him in the Garden of Eden, man and woman, we recall that he told them they could eat of any tree of the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And he said that in the day that they would eat of that tree, that they would surely die. And we find that one day Eve is walking through the garden, and I believe that it was an ordinary day that day, because there had been no rain that had ever fallen on the earth. There were no storm clouds, no thunder, no lightning. So I believe that the sun was shining that day. I believe it was a sunshiny, ordinary day. I believe that the crystalline breezes were blowing through the dancing leaves and carrying the succulent scents of the fruits and the flowers of the garden. Just a beautiful, sunshiny, ordinary day. But this day, as Eve went walking through the garden, she was confronted with the enemy, with the serpent, with the devil. And the devil tempted her to eat of this fruit. And on this beautiful, sunshiny, ordinary day, Eve ate of that fruit, and in one moment's time, all of mankind was plunged into sin. All of mankind was plunged into iniquity. At that very moment, murder entered into the bloodstream of mankind. Lying and cheating and theft and all debauchery of the world entered into mankind, and mankind fell into sin in one moment in the course of an ordinary day. It was an ordinary day, the day that God told Noah to build an ark, and we recall that thunders had not yet appeared, clouds had not yet appeared, and we find that rain had never fallen upon the earth before. And yet God had told Noah to build an ark. And we find that how Noah built the ark and how the people laughed at Noah, and all that got on the ark was Noah and his family. And although it had never rained before, although the clouds had never fallen before, here all of a sudden the clouds began to form, the rain began to fall, and all of the people of the earth began to die under this siege of rain, all in the course of an ordinary day. It was an ordinary day, the day that the first and largest ship that had ever been constructed of this quality began to launch out upon the waters. And they made their brags. They said, this is a tent, or this is an ark, or a ship that even God himself cannot sink. He can't sink this tent either. They said, this is a ship that even God himself cannot sink. They put it in the newspapers. They put it in the headlines. They said, we have built a ship of superior quality. We have built a ship that no matter what comes against us, this ship will not sink. This ship will not go down. And they made their brags that it was of such superior quality that even God himself could not sink this ship. Listen, I don't know about you, but I am persuaded to believe that we had better watch out before we make our brags against God. We better watch what we say before we confront the maker of all mankind. And the Bible says that we cannot lie against God, and God is not man that he can lie. And they said that they built a ship that God himself could not sink. It was an ordinary day, the day that that ship was set out upon the waters. But before sending it out, they took their fifth of wine, and they hit the hull of the ship, and as that wine began to break, they christened that ship, and they named it the Titanic. An ordinary day as the Titanic began to go out upon the waters, and the people began to sing, they began to laugh, they began to dance, and the music began to play, and the groups began to sing their worldly music, and they began to change partners with one another's wives, and they sang, and they drank, and they danced, and they cursed. The night began to fall, and the cursing got worse, the dancing got more lewd, and all of a sudden the cry rang out amongst the ship. And it said that the Titanic has struck an iceberg. This ship is beginning to sink. And all of a sudden, that band that was playing the worldly music and the people that began to dance, all of a sudden they changed their tune to Nearer My God to Thee. The ship continued to sink, and hundreds of people died on that ship, all in the course of an ordinary day. It was an ordinary day, the day that they dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima. They went over Hiroshima with an airplane. They dropped hundreds and thousands of little letters, little notes, saying that they were going to drop an atomic bomb that was going to kill hundreds of people. And of course, they laughed at these little notes. No one had ever seen an atomic bomb before. I mean, no one had ever died from an atomic radioactive warfare, an atomic holocaust. They thought it was nonsense. They just laughed and continued about their daily business. Little children were playing on the sidewalks. Housewives were going in and out of the marketplaces. Husbands were working at their jobs and on the factory. And they went about their everyday jobs, their everyday life, and their everyday happenings. They're going in and they're coming out. Just as though it was an ordinary day. But on this ordinary sunshiny day, in a split second, all of Hiroshima went up in a mushroom cloud, and hundreds died. One man said that when that bomb, that atomic bomb went off, he was going down into his basement, and he turned around, and in one split second, he saw a young girl that was driving by on a bicycle, and as she went by and the bomb flashed off, all of a sudden she was nothing but a skeleton as that bicycle continued moving down the sidewalk. That instant, her flesh fell from her body, and before the bicycle lost enough inertia to fall down, her flesh fell from her bones, and the bicycle continued going down the sidewalk. Flesh fell from their bones, and flesh fell from their bodies, all in a moment's time, in the course of an ordinary day. Listen, people, if you sit under the sound of my voice tonight, I beseech you to listen to me, because it's going to be an ordinary day, the day that Jesus Christ comes back. Little children will be playing in the parks and on the sidewalks. Housewives will be going in and out of the marketplaces and into grocery stores. There will be men working on the job and men working in the factories. But listen, in this ordinary sunshiny day, perhaps, when you least expect it, in the hour that you think not, there's going to be a sound that's going to pierce the air, and you're going to look and say, what is that? And maybe it's a silent, but it won't be a silent, it won't be a tornado warning, but you'll look up in the eastern sky, and you'll see a man, you'll see a man coming in light and power. And you hear the sound of that trumpet. And you look over in the cemetery. And all of a sudden, before your awesome, amazed, astonished eyes, those graves are going to burst wide open. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive and remain shall also meet him in the air. In the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trump, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive and remain shall also meet him in the air. It's going to happen. You may be one in the bed asleep, the other taken, and the other shall be left behind. Two may be working at the mill, one taken and the other left behind. The people in the moment that you least expect it. Listen, they were warned, Adam and Eve, what was going to happen if they ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Noah's time was warned that the floods was coming and the rains was coming. The people on the Titanic was warned. Sent them a radio wave and said there are icebergs ahead. Turn around and go back. But they said, no, we're going forward. They hit the icebergs and they began to sink. But they had their warning. They had their warning in Hiroshima. They went over with airplanes and drop notes and said, we're going to destroy you with an atomic bomb. They had their warning. They had their prediction of what was going to happen. There was a man with that volcano, Mount St. Helens erupted. He lived on a moon stack on the side of the volcano, and they told the man, you better leave, because our computers and our machinery shows us that this volcano is going to erupt, that there's going to be a great eruption and you're going to die. He said, they've been staying up for years, and this volcano has not erupted. He said, I'm staying right here. And one day when that man least expected it, that volcano began to belch up from the belly of hell, and I believe it was nothing more than hell enlarging in itself. And as the volcano began to erupt, that man lost his life, but he had his warning. I am here to tell you tonight that we have our warning in the Word of God, that he is coming back. He's got our warning in the book. He said he's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. And friend, ready or not, he's coming back. He's coming back. Every grave in the cemetery is going to open up, but he is coming back. He is coming back. You may say, well, I'll have my myself a good time. I'll go ahead and smoke and drink and pick boats and have myself a fine high time in this life. And then when I'm old, then I'll get ready to meet Jesus. Listen, friend, I believe that the onset of the return of Jesus Christ is just around the corner. I believe he's ready to come. I believe he's ready to come. It's in his word. The prediction is in his word. And he said he's coming back. And just as unexpectedly, as that man lost his life on Mount St. Helens, just as unexpectedly as the bomb fell on Hiroshima, that is how Jesus Christ is coming back. And friend, he is coming back for his church. And if you're not in the church, you better get in it. He's coming back. Let's just stand and worship the Lord. As the musicians come forward, let's just stand and worship the Lord. He's coming back in an ordinary day, in ordinary time, when you least expect him. That's when Jesus Christ is returning. That's when Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. It may be an ordinary day. Your children may be playing. The housewives may be in the marketplace. You may be at school, you may be at college, you may be on the job, but in the hour that you think not, Jesus Christ is coming back. And I ask you tonight, are you ready? Are you ready to meet him? How many are ready to meet Jesus tonight? Just lift up your right hand. I'm going to ask those of you that are not able to lift your hand right now. Keep your hand up, those of you that are ready. Those that are not ready. Those that are not lifting their hands, I ask that you come up and let us say a word of prayer with you. And Father Rutledge sings his song, would you come? Would you come right now? Hallelujah.
We are going to see
you. Praise God.
Soon and thirsty. We are going to
We are going to see you.